And why do I need to mention this about the saints? Because anyone who seeks, even from God, the payoff of his labors in this current life and pursues virtue for this world's benefit is sure to lessen his reward. But the one that requests all his crowns entirely in the afterlife is found even more admirable, like Lazarus, who even now is receiving his rewards in heaven, like the three children who, when they were about to be thrown into the furnace, said, "There is a God in heaven able to save us, and if not, let it be known to you, O King, that we don't serve your gods, nor worship the golden image you've set up." Like Abraham, who even sacrificed his son, and he did this, not for any reward, but considering this one thing the greatest reward, to obey the Lord.